azilunganga ezimbabwe not because of Zanu-PF but because of the opposition eyabiloku ihambishaqa ama sanctions eyabiloku make sure kona things are not working here and the country is not governable ngoba they know that the moment they allow us to do things that we want to do for Zimbabwe bona they'll be rendered useless and irrelevant and therefore their handlers will stop funding them. So when they are doing the politics of survival, they want to survive at the expense of people. Last year, my policies, when they come in and throw spanners into the wheels of what we are trying to do, and believe me, you, issue of massage, it's a real issue. You can check it independently from independent companies that have nothing to do with government or Zanu-PF even, who have failed to perform because of sanctions. A lot of monies are being held in America because they simply came from businesses from Zimbabwe. So all those things are not enablers at all to put the economic situation in Zimbabwe right.
Kodwa omunye babachuma engathi udaba lwezijeziso sabona ngesikhathi uMongameli Mnangagwa engena embusweni. Wathi yena uhulumende sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi achiyane lokusola izijeziso esithi izo ezibulala umnotho. So kuyisikhathi sokuthi uhulumende alungisise umnotho aqede inkohlakalo lokunye. Ungathini ngalokho?
Uhulumende ethutsha ngomongameli wayo ubaba uMnangagwa wakhuluma ngokubona ukuthi yena asebenzeni siya phambili. Kodwa ekusebenzeni siya phambili ungakhangela izinto eziningi ziyaphoyina sokuthi una izinto sezihamba zilungiseka siba ngcono ngoba i-economy ukuthi ivuke isebenze kuhle ifuna ama-enablers ayo and that is ukutholakala kwamanzi, ukutholakala kukagetsi, njalo i-infrastructural development enjengama-roads, i-rail and stuff like that. Yiko ukuthi umkonomi uvuke lama-industries. Now ungakhangela uhulumende okaba uMnangagwa ubhizi ngakhonokho. For example lapha koBulawayo, very soon indaba yamanzi iyabe isiyi-thing of the past ngoba iGwayishangane dam leyana isi over 75% in terms of completion, which means nxa ingaveli iphele asisela hlupho lwamanzi okuthi indasi singasebenza. Khangela i-expansion eyenzakala ewange ngale lasekaliba ngale, very soon amagetsi sesilawo okuthi wona singacela sesisele lamanye esingawathengisela omakhelwane bethu oMozambique, Zambia kumbe even nase-South Africa. Sesile enough electricity efunakalayo lapha eZimbabwe, okuyinto futhi efunakalayo kuma-industry ngale ukuthi yona asebenze kuhle ngendlela efaneleyo. Usukhangela futhi ukuthi kona imigwaqo, khangela uhulumende ubhizi ulungisa imigwaqo sukele emabhoda eBybridge, sukele Plumtree le, kanti esisiwe funa ukungena iBybridge Victoria Falls Road as well. So konke lokwana yizinto ezizayenza ubana industry ikwanise ukusebenza ngendlela engcono njalo esebenzekayo esingathi ngama-cost effective measures. So konke lokwana ngama-pointers okuthi atshengiswana uhulumende lo ngahlalanga despite izijeziso lezi zama-sanctions. So konke lokhu yikho kutshengisa ukuthi uhulumende kamelelanga ukukhala ngama-sanctions but uyenza something towards ubana kube lobuneno in terms of economical resuscitation.
Ithi njalo i-MDC Alliance okunye okwenza abantu bafohle besiya eSouth Africa bengela ma-passport ikuthi wona ama-passport ayadula, ethi edula enjalo katholakali futhi elizweni.
Well, indaba yama-passport indaba ebelokhu ihlalelwe nguhulumende isikhathi eside lesi and khonokhona futhi yikho lapho ungena kolo indaba yani yama-sanctions again ngoba amaphepha alungisa ama-passport lawa avele emazweni ona lawana angafuni ukudlelana lathi.